Today's daf is daf Yud Dalid, and it's 19 days in the Omer, and we're holding a Masechet Chagiga, Tavshin Samach Zayin. We're on the bottom of Yud Gimel on the base. We're holding in the middle of the sugya of Nahar Dinor. And the question was, where does the Nahar Dinor exit to? So yesterday we learned, according to the Mandi Omer, that says Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia Marav, that it's Al Rosh Hashayim BeGehinom, and that's the suitable Mida Kineged Mida. That's very appropriate, because since Nahar Dinor comes from Zeyasim Shel Chayos, so it's an expression of Yira, and therefore Rishayim or Chosar, that Yira should live with that in the midst of that fire. Today the Gemara learns, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that the Nahar Dinor comes out al asher kumtu, comes out on those who were pinched off from being created. Shenemar asher kumtu velo eit Nahar yutzak yisodam. We see that Yov refers to those, we'll see what that is in a moment, to those who were supposed to have been created and who were snuffed out, basically before coming to be created. And they are the repository of neshames, of rishas, and so on, and that appear throughout the generations. It's in the Gemara. And it's they that are the recipients of the Eish of Nahar Dinor. Tani Omer Rabbi Shimon HaChassid, Elu tshame ot v'shivim v'arba dorot shekumto lihibor ot konem shenivra ola v'lo nivra. Because after all, it says, Davar tzivala elef dor, correct? By Kabbalah's Torah. But that's not true. The Torah was given after 26 days. So it's going to be davar tzivala elef dor. So it means that you have basically a missing 974 deres over here. So that means that those deres were basically Ahmad, he took those neshamas. And even though those were doras that were supposed to have existed, they were placed among the various doras throughout history. Those neshamas that were never zeicha to be mizbaros, they became now the azei panim. And the doras that were left were from Adam Rishon until Moshe Rabbeinu, who was chafav doras, which is why we have 26 kivui olam chasdos. Until that point, the world existed on chesed up till the time of the Nesilas HaTorah. Rav Nachum bar Yitzchok Amar, Asher Kumtu is not a bad thing. Asher Kumtu is referring to a brocha. It's not, it certainly wouldn't be that what Eov is referring to. It's saying over Asher Kumtu, Elo Tamir Chachomim, Shemekamtim Atzman Adivrei. These are people who snuff out their own desires and their need for sleep and food and other things. And they are basically Meimis Atzman Adivrei Terah Be'olam Hazeh. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is Megalalehem Seidli Olam Haba. The point over there that Eov is making is not that they're the recipients of the Eish in terms of an Einash, but Adarabah, the Giluyim of Nahar Dinor that come from the Zeh of the Chayas, those Giluyim are given them, which are the Giluyim of Koyim Eberesh, is given to them in Olam Haba. Shenemar Nahar Yutzak Yisodam, that becomes their Yisod, Vasid Lava. What is this thing? Maybe people think that the daf is some other time. Omalei Shmuel Achia Barav. Shmuel said, Achia Barav Bar Arya, you, the son of a lion, is an Adam Gadol, the son of an Adam Gadol B'Teira. Tov Emelech Amilos and Hanim Ilim Ha'yuta Dav Yamar Avuch. I want to say over something that his father said over wonderful things to me, and I don't want it lost. I want to say it over to you. He said like this, that Koyuma Vyuma Divraim Malakya Sharit Minhar Dinor, Vami Shira Ubatli. The power of Nahar Dinor is such that out of the drips of the Zeya of the Chayas, actual Malachim are created that pop into existence to say Shira, and they immediately pop out of existence again. It's like virtual Malachim. You have again the idea of the virtual particles of the Chashmal, Yitzov Vishov. To indicate that my separation is not something, everything else is in a state of coming into being. It never really exists, because otherwise it's a steer to the Mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ultimately, all things really draw from that which is Yitzhov V'Shov. So the Malachim that we see are Malachim that pop into existence for a moment. They don't have any place, really, to say Shira. And you can't say Shira outside of your Mechitza, and because of that they immediately pop out of existence. So that the makor for these malachim that say shira is the Nahar Dinar. Shedemra chadashim la bekarim, rabba menatecha. Brand new ones every morning. And this continues on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ne'emanus to be mechadish b'chol yom ma'aseh bereishis. That's what Rav said. Now that is chaylek on Rav Shulman Nachmeni. Don't worry, Rav Shulman Nachmeni, I'm Rav Yonatan. Kol dibur v'dibur sheyotzei mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu nivrami benu malach echad. Shemar bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu uveruach biv kol tzva'am. You see that the tzva, kol tzva shamayim do not come from Nahar Dinar. Kol tzva shamayim come from diburo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not shayach to say, it's a kol tzva'am, but it's not shayach to say that Nahar Dinar creates virtual malachim. Now there's another interesting, what appears to be a steer in the psukim. I mean, on one hand it says, Ketuv v'nechad omer, levushei ketelek chiver, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's robes are like white snow, v'sa'ar rasha ke'amar naka, and his hair is kevayachol, like clean fleece. It's very white. And yet on the other hand it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hair is very curly, kutzatav tatalim shecharot korev, they wouldn't let him into yeshiva with that, I'll tell you that much. Very curly hair. Very curly hair, dark curly hair. Dark curly hair, how can that be the same as having white fleece? Look, Hashem, can be yeshiva, can be milchama. It depends on the gestalt. Obviously, as if you're talking about that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu projecting himself as in a matzav of yeshiva and Torah, so that's clearly that's a zaki. If you're looking at HaKadosh Baruch Hu ish milchama, so then that's a totally different gestalt, and that's a bochur. So the Amar Mar, in the no'e b'yeshiva, the zaken, the most suitable thing for someone that you're going to be noitel eitzet from, coming as shaylus to, is a zaken. Mashiach, when it comes to milchama, in the no'e b'milchama, ela bachur, it's always the youngsters that are more powerful, more throwing themselves into fighting. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, depending on the midah that he's being megala, is megala in different types of images. Ketuv echad omer, there's another interesting contrast. The one hand it says, karsei shelivin dinor, speaking about the fire, here it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei, the kisei is beloshen yachad over here, karsei is shelivin dinor, and yet the opening of the pasuk said, adi karsavan rami, which is the loshen plural. I mean, how many, is it one or is it two? It's the same pasuk, actually. Lokash. One is talking about the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, echad loy, the echad le David. The other one is referring to the kisaot, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu beis adin, has to have a representative, and b'nei Adam was a representative, b'nei Adam, David, melech, Yisroel, chai v'kayim. So echad lo v'echad David, that's a divrei Rabbi Akiva. Well, Malo Rabbi Yosef, Akiva, cut it out, ad matay ata oseh shechina chol, what kind of business is this? You put David HaMelech's kisei next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kisei. What is that kind of nonsense? Echad l'din v'echad l'tzedakah. These are two midas as part of the dualism of the way in which the Hanhoga expresses itself. So you have din and rachamim and all of the midas that are mishtarshalot that seem to be contradictions and that ultimately become obviously mechubar in one in the kisei. But we have to see the expression separately. Was Rabbi Akiva Makabal that shot from Rabbi Yosef Lili, or did he not accept it? Kibla mini or lo kibla mini? Tashma, bring another Rav. Obviously, he accepted it because he's quoted as saying it. Because the Brisa says, Echad adin v'echad tzedakah divrei Rabbi Akiva. So clearly, that's Rabbi Akiva after he learned it from Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef Lili, what is it I wanted to tell you? My kids just came back from Egypt. And they visited, last week, they visited Paro's palace.
I wasn't with somebody else yet. I think someone mentioned
it. No. Yeah, that's not a question. You asked me if you recall the other Gemara about Paro is a, you remember Parashtako. Right. They have a, you said, what did Chazal base that on? Huh? My kids saw that they had images of Paro in which the whole point of Paro was his phallus. They had it, Paro being like a guy, but his phallus reaches all the way down, basically, because that's a symbol of fertility, that everything, the mocker, is Paro, which is mamish the gemara. It's not a pillow. They have pictures. I have to think they have pictures. But you want to know if there's a mocker in history for it. Mamash mocker in history. Very interesting. Anyway, sorry. I couldn't resist. It's amazing. It's like the first thing they told me. You know that, Gemara? Yeah. So obviously he accepted it, because here he quotes Rabbi Yossi. So at this, but you don't think that Rabbi Akiva ends up winning. I mean, whatever he says, they'll get him. If he says the previous pshat, Rabbi Yossi really attacks him. If he says Rabbi Yossi really pshat, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah attacks him. Amala Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Akiva! Malach Eitzel HaGodah. Stop trying to give Tretim and HaGodah. It's not your field. Galach Midbarotecha V'lech Eitzel Negaim V'alot. Come and go learn the sugyas you use. Which is a nice appellate. It's a beautiful drasha that they brought. One of the Rabbonim after the Second World War. So there was a meeting of those Rabbonim that were left, of tremendous shilas that were left unpaskined about Agunais, Sveikes, Yibum questions, and terrible, terrible shailas, issues about when to be Meiser Nefesh, when not to be Meiser, if to be Meiser, Echad Yisrael, not, I mean, the most terrific questions that came up during the war. And there was a meeting to try to define for such situations, besides the matzav at the time, where there were literally outstanding questions that were still there. So the opening drasha brought this Gemara. This is not the only place it occurs. Akiva Malach Eitzel HaGodah. What's from Malach Eitzel HaGodah? There were so many mamores, Rabbi Akiva, the mocker of so many inyonim. I mean, Rishima Bar Yochai was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva, but you're telling me that he didn't get the inyonim of Kabbalah and the Sefer, all of the things that didn't come from Rabbi Akiva. What kind of business is that? Rabbi Akiva is not a Baki in Agadatah. He says the pshat is that the zman of Rabbi Akiva was a time of churban and shmad. That was what was going on. And they said to him, "Listen, the shilas that we have right now, you don't have the luxury of being Isaac and Agadah. We got problems. You got to deal with the most significant issues. Negea, whatever is negea, it could be the worst possible things. That's what you have to be Isaac in right now. That's how he started the drasha. It was beautiful." Okay, so anyway, what's really the pshat is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The meaning of the plural karsivan is echad lekisei ve'echad l'shrafraf. We find that the small chair for using is hadom raglav, which we saw earlier in the machlokas of Peshame Beisila. That's what it's referring to over here, that you can't have the kisei without the shrafraf. Kisei le'shevalav shrafraf l'adom raglav, shinema ha'shamayim kisei ve'aretz hadom raglav. We talked before about what is necessary, what qualities are necessary in a person in order to be able to teach him Ma'aseh Merkava. We mentioned, we quoted the Pasuk in Yeshayahu. In order to define the inyanim of that Pasuk in Yeshayahu, we bring now the entire mimer of Rav Dini, who speaks about the global situation in Yeshayahu, in which those things are mentioned in the context of klolas. So, Kiyosu Rav Dimi Amar Shmona Esrei Klalot Kilel Yishayahu Yisrael. We find that the horrible prophecies in Yishayahu that define what the matzav is going to be, which is the matzav that we're living through, unfortunately, and in it we have those things that were mentioned, because he says we're going to get rid of all those things. So those five dargas Yishayahu speaks about in his opening. And lo nitkara dato, all those 18 things didn't let him cool off until he said the worst thing of all. Shamarlam amikraze yiravu hanar v'zaken v'nikla v'nechbad. So every fool now can stick up his face against the zaken, and we'll see the Gemara will define what the nature of nikla nechbad is. We'll see it very soon. What are the shmona esrei klalot? My meaning, dichtiv. So the Gemara now is going to analyze each one of these, and that way we get to being mefarish the inyan that the Gemara said before. Kinea adoin Hashem tzvakot mesir miyushalayim umiyuda mash'einu mash'eina komish an lechem v'chomish an mayim gibor v'ish milchama shofet v'navi v'kosem v'zakem sar chamishim v'nesufanim v'yoetz v'chacham charashim v'nevon lochash. And in the end, he says, "V'natati na'arim sarayhem v'ta'alulim yishu." Let's analyze each one of these things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the mash'in and mash'ina. What is a mash'in? Mash'in refers to Balei Mikra. That's the to know Tanakh. That's what everything leans on. So that's the mash'in. The mash'ina is Balei Mishnah, which is the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tima, the Chaverot. Now, there's a question. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tima had been mechaber Sidrei Mishnah as a machlokas between the Pop and the Rabbonon. How extensive were the Mishnayos of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tima? So, Chadam Ashesh Meya Sidrei Mishnah, Vachadam Ashva Meya Sidrei Mishnah. It's a question of how many Sidorim there were, which of course is very significant because each Seder is a structure. The meaning of Seder is a structure. So each Seder provides the more mefurat you have, the structures of various issues, the more clear become now the details that fit into those frameworks, basically. Each Seder of the Mishnah is a framework. We make it easier by being memayat the number of structures, but by the same token, we make it more difficult than to be mechaber the details, obviously. So we have as the Doras go downhill, so we try to make things more and more mekutzer, more and more structured, so at least it's possible to reconstruct. But at the time of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tima, they still had the ability to handle Sheish Meis or even Shva Meis Sidrei Mishnah. Kol Mishan Lechem. Lechem already, that's referring to Talmud, which you can be Shoyal, the Mishnayos, one to the other, and explain the Mishnayos. So that's, we see that Loshen where it says in the Pasuk, L'chu Lachamu B'lachmi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu refers to the bread of the Torah in the same lashon of a milchama, which is that you have to work out things. What it says, komish an ma'im, that refers to Balei Agadah. Balei Agadah moshchim. Why are they called ma'im? Because moshchim liboshel adam kama'im ba'agadah. You can draw a person out with more fluid elements of Agadah. Gibor refers to Baal Shmo. This is a strong man who's got a lot of material that he was mekabel shmuyes and he can use it. Ish milchama is somebody who can fight through with his svaras. Yesh yodeli seventy ten milcham tasha Torah. Shofet, a shofet is not just somebody stamzaris. A shofet is a dayan shdan din emet lamito that he knows how to judge things according to the situation and define whether it's really right or whether he just goes by the book. If he goes by the book, he's not called a shofet. Navi is kemashmo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cut out Navi's from Yisrael. Kosem, who are the magicians? Magician is a melech. Shenamar kesem al sifsei melech. A king's lips are like magic. It appears to be magical what he's able to do. Zokein is a shiroi li yeshiva. Sar chamishim, atim yisar b'chamishim, and sar chumashim. That he is Yodea Lisa Velita Mechamisha Kum Sheitera. He can basically go through the various drushes and the Pesukim and the Chilta and so on and so forth in all Chamisha Kum Sheitera. Dover Acher, another meaning of Tsar Chamishim is as Rabbi Yavu said, Adam Rabbi Yavu, Mikan Shein Ma'amidim Meturgiman Ala Tzibur Pachot Mechamishim Shana. Someone has to be at least 50 years old to be in a position of being Meturgiman. Somebody who understands how to say things over in a way that the entire audience can understand the drasha. That's a Sar Chamishim. Nesu Panim is somebody who knows him, Panim Lidoro Ba'avuro. Somebody who's so choshev that the entire door gets away with murder because of him. Lamala, if you're talking about getting away with murder in terms of Dinav HaShemayim, that's like Reb Chanina Ben Doza gets away with the most incredible things. He just does what he wants. Lamata, you also find that there are people able to influence government. And the government takes them seriously. Like Rabbi Avu Bekesar, he was very popular in the house of Caesar, and he was able to move out of Xeris and so on, and nice and funny. Yo'etz, what is a Yo'etz? Yo'etz is a practical. Yo'deala aber shanim ul'kboa chadashim. A chacham refers to a Talmud that's machkimus rabbeisa, somebody who forces an increase in understanding. Charashim. Somebody who is so muflin divrei Torah that when he says things, everybody else shuts up. Novon has always been as mevin davar mitoch davar. Lachash zesheroylim solo divrei Torah shenitna b'lachash. These are those, and this is what we're referring to earlier. Someone who was roid to be given over the secrets of Torah, and instead v'natati na'arim sarehem. Maivinatati Na'arim. Sorry, wait a minute. Na'arim means what? Literally children. Om Rabbalazan, it means Elu b'nei Adam sheminu arim min ha-mitzvot, people who have nothing in them. So they're like minur, and that's the lowest, that's minuar, that which has used up all of its nourishment. It's really a remez in minur. It comes from the same concept of nar. There's nothing left in them. Minur is like that, nothing left. The ta'alulim yimshul. What is ta'alulim? It's like foxes. Zomer Avach by Yaakov is Tali b'nei Tali. You're talking about politicians, which one politician brings in another politician. They're nothing but they have their own clever words to say, and they have their appearances, and their advisors, their nobodies. And this takes the place of Melech and Kesem and Navi and Ayrech Monolitzman. And this was such incredible Kolola. And nonetheless, Lonit Kara da Torah Chamalayim, Yiravu Anar Bezakein, which means people who are minuarim in a mitzvot have nothing, and they have the chutzpah to have opinions and to be mischatzef b'mishem amula b'mitzvot kerimon. That's an arba zaken. V'anikla b'nechbad, that the time will come that someone to whom the most chomer dikinyonim of the Torah, to him, it's like kales. It's a nashim kale das. V'yiravu b'mishem kalot amot alav kechamurot. Such a description of our times. Omer of Katina. Afil b'shas kishleina shel Yerushalayim lo poskum yam ba'alei amana. You should know that in the worst possible times in Yerushalayim, even Mamish was holding by a complete churban. Nothing was left, but there were always people of faith. Shinama. We see this clearly because Yeshayahu goes on to describe the desperation of people be looking for a leader. Looking for somebody to tell them something that's true. People will grab someone. They know from the family. They'll say, Simla lecha, katzinti alana, v'hamachshela zot tachat yadecha. Meaning what? It means that you are a dvorim shebnei adam miskasim kisimla, things that people that they cover themselves with, and that they have. There are people normally afraid to even venture an opinion on. To you, Yeshon Tachas, it's under your thumb. You can help us. What's a machshela? Divrei Torah. Dvarim she'ein b'nei adam omdim aleihem elo kenichshal b'hem. Usually people can't give you the right answer until they've made mistakes. Again and again, people don't figure out the truth until they've made terrible mistakes. You've already made all the mistakes. So, you have it all, man. Please, help us. Katzin Taylor, you be our leader. Yisa bayom ahu lemor lo eyachovesh uviveti elachem vein simla lo tesimuni katzinam. Yisa, what's that meaning? Yisa. Yisa is a lashon of shvuah. The guy swears. I swear. I don't know a thing. Shem lo yisa. Shem Hashem lo kecha. Lo eyachovesh. I never had no connection to anything. You guys think I know something? I'm a total amoritz. Lo ayiti michovshei beit midrash. I don't have not Mikra, not Mishnah, not Gemara. So you see that they were honest? That's what Amunah means, by the way. It means faithful. It doesn't mean belief in God. It means integrity. So you see that they had integrity. I mean, the guy could have, I think I will be a katzin. Says the Gemara, the only shiny us over there has no choice, because if they say, okay, so now we'll listen to the shir, So, they're going to rapidly find out he doesn't know anything, no? So, the Omar lo Gamirna, if they tell him, okay, so now teach. So, if he said, I taught, so Omar lo, they'll tell him, okay, so now teach. Shame on. Still, Avilon the Maimar, he could have said, oh, yeah, I was once a great leader at the top of it. I've gotten old, and the tsoros have really, I don't remember anything. Was he have to say, I never knew anything, I'm a total idiot? I mean, he could always make it look a little better, no? He could have said, yes, it's true, I did learn, but I forgot. My lo'ayachovesh klal? He's saying, I never knew, I never will know, I'm a nobody. Wait a minute, you're telling me that Yerushalayim, even the worst of times, had ba'alei aman, huh? Oh, my rabba lo'chovay Yerushalayim, I suppose come in a ba'alei aman. That the only time that the churban could be shalit on Yerushalayim was when there were no longer any faithful people. It says beferish. Go around. Go ahead. Go around, says Yirmiyahu. Go around with your candles. Go find out with flashlight. See if you can find one person. If you can find one person, one guy who's looking for honesty, no more korban. Just find one guy. So obviously, there were no Baalei Amanah, says it. It's not a contradiction. That's referring to business. There's no honest businessman. Oh, but Divrei Teira, there were still some honest people left. But B'masim Amatim, there were no honest businessmen left. The Divrei Teira Havu, B'masim Amatim Lo Havu. Everybody would see things from their own point of view and try to get the best out of a situation. That's not Amanah, that's not integrity. Tuner Rabbanu, getting back to Maaseh Merkava, Maaseh Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shaya Rochev al HaChamor. Here was a great opportunity. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was basically riding on a chamor. He was going along the road. Nobody else was there except Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was mechaner acharav, and he was walking along on the ground. So this was a great. Nobody's there. Obviously, I mean, he couldn't ask him to teach him Maaseh Merkava. There's other talmidim around because they're not roy. But here, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach said to him, Rabbi, Shaneli Perek Echad Maaseh Merkava, teach me something. Oh, my Lord, listen, my son, you're not allowed to teach idiots like you. He's got to be a smart boy. I mean, oh, my Lord, he says, Rebbe, allow me to say over something. Obviously, he hadn't really taught him because he just said, I wouldn't teach him. Because he didn't realize he had developed so much. Still looked at him, you know. You tend to look at your Talmidim, they're still kids, you know. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach didn't realize he was holding on the most biggest dargis. So Rabbi Elazar ben Arach asked him, let me say over something that you taught me. Pella, the Gro brings beautiful in the Shulchan of Rambam Paskins that anything that a Talmud says in front of his Rebbe, he has to say, you taught me, even if he didn't taught me. The Gro says, this is his right. Because obviously he hadn't taught him, this is Shulchan of Talmud. Fantastic. If you have something to say, I'm ready to listen. I mean, if you're holding by it, I'm certainly ready to see. I have an open mind. So immediately he gets off now of his donkey. Wraps himself up in his talis. He sits down on the stone beneath an olive tree. That's just pretty big response. So, Rebbe, I want to make something this big. Amar, what's the matter with you? If you're going to say a drasha, I'm assuming you really know what you're talking about. That means that the Shechina is going to be here, and the Malachi Asharis are going to come to hear. I'm going to be sitting here and being Rochim and a Chamor. What's the matter with you? So he started saying, V'yarda eish min hashamayim, fire came down, v'sichach ha'kol ha'ilanot shebesadeh, and all the trees started to burn in the field. And patchu kolam v'amru shira. And so the Malachi Ashores that had gathered there and so on, the Ilanis themselves, but Pasha was a Malach from the Merkot, there's another Girsa, that a Malach was Nena, and the Mitocha eish. We'll see later on that happened over here also. And they said, what did they say? Mashir Amru. Alleluia Hashem in Ha'aretz. Taninim v'chol to'amot. Eitz pri v'chol o'asim. Alleluia. So this is the Gilui Ashkina on the Ha'aretz. Is Ma'aseh Merkava. So Na'ana Malach Menayish V'amar. Hein Ma'aseh Merkava. This is absolute emes. Omad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'noshka ha'rosha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got up and kissed him on his head. V'amar. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael. Shnatan ben Avraham Avinu. Shiyodeh alavin v'lachover the rosh b'maaseh merkava. Mamish, after you vorech Hashem, that gave a child to Avraham Avinu, that got to this darga, that he can be the rosh b'maaseh merkava. Yesh na adoresh, v'ina na'im mekayim. Na'im mekayim, v'ina adoresh. Lots of people out there, they know how to give a good rosh, but they don't know how to put it into effect in their lives. There's people that, very good people, but they don't really know, they don't understand anything. You're a happy man, Avram, that you have a great grandchild like this. He, Rabbi Yeshua, heard about this, and he heard about it at a time when he was also in a position which he and Rabbi Yossi were alone. Who would be Rabbi Yossi a Kohen? Were Mahalkin Badera. So they said, that's pretty hot stuff. But I think we can do the same. That's the thing. So here we are out in the field. We can also do that. Pasach Rabbi Yeshua v'darash. Rabbi Yeshua started to give the drosh. V'otoyom t'kufat tamuz, it was the middle of the summer. Nitkashu shamayim ba'avim. The entire sky became covered with rain clouds. V'nira kimin keshet ba'anan, and there was a vision of a rainbow. That's the Gilui Shechina. So it's kimin mara ha'esh, like the keshet. It's it. V'yum malachi ha'sharetz miskapsin u'bohim. And the malachi ha'sharetz were gathering around in a circle. Like people that were looking in at a chasana, where people dance in front of the chasana, everybody hangs around to see what's going on. The photographers, on the malachim wanted to see what was going on. And it was such unbelievable gilui. Holach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen v'siper Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yossi HaKohen went and told Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai what it was that happened when Rabbi Yoshua was saying the Omar. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, the truth is, I actually know it. I know what happened. Ashreichem v'ashrei oladadechem, ashrei einai shekach ra'u, Zara Girsa. I actually saw this with my own eyes. The Rashash changes it to einai, but I think it's a mistake in the Rashash. And I think he made a mistake. Because the point over here is that Rabbi Yochanan saw this event in a dream. And that's what he's reporting now in the next piece. That's why he says, Ashrei einai, that my einayim also saw what you saw. I didn't need your information. That's the whole point. V'af ani v'atem b'chalomi, in my dream, you and I were mesubin hayino al Har Sinai. We were sitting there around Har Sinai, and a basko comes out from Hashamayim, and the basko announces, calls to us, and says, Alulakan, Shraklim gedolim muchanim lachem, u'mitzot na'ot mutzaim lachem, atem v'talmideichem v'talmidei talmideichem mezumanim lakat shlishit. There's seven kitot in front of the Shechina, which we'll have in Yerushalmi later. And you are in the third level. So you're welcome to the third grade, and we're very happy to have you with us.
From the bottom third, or towards the
third? We'll have to see in Yerushalmi. Amy, is this true? The Rabbi Elazar ben Arach gave that level drasha. Matanya, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Hartzaote, that we have a record of three famous lectures in which the Malach Hasharis came and this type of thing happened. We have Rabbi Yoshua, who was Yirtzidvar Nefei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We have Rabbi Akiva, who was Marze in front of Rabbi Yoshua. And we have Hananya ben Chachinoi, who was Marze in front of Rabbi Akiva. That does the same thing about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. So, I mean, that means that in the Guinness Book of Records of people who were Zeicha to this Darga, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach wasn't included. So, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach look a chashiv. See, the more what we're talking about over here, an interrelationship. Like Rabbi Yochanan himself had said, Atem, v'talmideichem, v'talmidei talmideichem. We're not just talking about someone who, in isolation, was Marzah. We're talking about the Arze, v'Arzu, kamei kachashim. Someone who had done this and was zeichet to have someone do it also in front of him. That, yes, that we have over here. So, in other words, we now know Rabbi Akiva was Marzah in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Elazar, we also list over here, otherwise we wouldn't have known it. Fananya ben Chachinai was Marzah with Rabbi Akiva, and we know that in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, we had the Rabbi Yeshua's Marzah in front of him, but Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, nobody was Marzah in front of him. So it's lo kachashi, because Arzah kamei kachashi, the Arzah velo Arzah kamei lo kachashi. Yeah, but you listed Hananya ben Chachinai. Where does it say that anybody gave a drush in front of him? So he was also isolation. No, that's not a question, see. Arze mia kame, manda arze. The point over here is that we were maratza, we listed somebody whom we need to list in order to know that someone was Maratza like Rabbi Akiva. Would we know to list Rabbi Akiva if we hadn't known Rav Chananya ben Chachiloi had been matched in front of Rabbi Akiva? No. So in other words, if we want to list Rabbi Akiva, then we have to list Rabbi Chananya. Because otherwise we won't be able to list him. So we're ready to list Rabbi Chananya because at least he was matched in front of somebody else who had been matched in front of someone, and therefore we need it for the list. He, Rabbi Akiva, was Marza, and Rabbi Chananya was Marza in front of him, so okay. But, so at least you have that, but we're not going to be Stam list Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who is unnecessary for this list, because he doesn't have some his Marza from him, and he's not needed in order to explain why somebody else was listed. Tan Rabban, Arba'a nichnasu b'pardes. There were four people who went in to, delved into the secrets of Pardes. Re'eluhin, Rashi says they literally use the shame of Hashem so that their neshama should be able to be Eila to a Darga in Pardes. And these are they. Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, with Elisha ben Avuya, and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva warned them before they did this. He said, Kishatem Agim Eitzel Adnei Shayish Tohor. You're going to reach a place where there is pure Shayish. Do not mistake it for Mayim. And Al Tomru Mayim Mayim. Don't start questioning how it is we're supposed to pass here. Shenemar Dovesh Karim Lo Yikon Lo Neged Einai. Someone who speaks lies doesn't get to stand in front of me. And if you mistake existence, that Shayish is Yeshus, for fluidity, get out of here and don't bother coming in. So Ben Azai Hetzit V'met. Ben Azai died. And he looked too far, and Alava Katuv Omer Yakar Bene Hashem Amavtala Chasidav. Hashem was very upset. Lo Yirani Adam V'chai. Ben Zoma Hetzit, and he went crazy. Nivga. Ben Zoma's mind was affected. Alava Katuv Omer, and that's what the pasuk first one. It says, Dvash Matzat, you find honey, Echol Dayecha. Eat what is appropriate. Don't go too far. You eat too much, you're going to end up vomiting it all out. Acher, we know what happened to Acher, Ben Zoma, Elisha ben Avuya. He was Kitzetz ben Etiot. He ended up uprooting the little growing trees in the paradise. You know, he became, basically, his deus were Mishtapshos. He became like because of certain things, he stopped keeping the mitzvahs and so on. Rabbi Akiva Yatzah B'Shalom, it was Rabbi Akiva, came out in one piece. They saw that Ben Zoma was affected and something was wrong with him. And they wanted to test him to see how far, like, what was going on. So they asked him, Shalut, and it's all kinds of Ramazim here, obviously, but the Parshat Pshat, that's the Parshat Pshat. So Shalut Ben Zoma, they asked Ben Zoma after he came out, Mal de Seruse Kalba, are you allowed to castrate a dog? Why that? Because the whole parsha of ma'uch, katut, natuk, it's all which is a reference to castration. It talks about different, various, there it's in the context of mumians, a testicle that's broken, a penis that's broken, and so on. So there it says, ba'artzchem lotas. You're not allowed to do that to a animal. But there it said it in the context of the mumian for the mizbeach. Kelev, obviously, you can't bring to the mizbeach. Not only that, as Tosis points out, a kelev is the thing most not, because Mechir Kalev, you can't even use the Mechir Kalev for the Mizbeach, even if it's a kosher animal. So the Shaila was, do the dinim of castration apply Bechlal to a Kalev? He's Rochek from the Mizbeach. So he said to them, it says, Ba'artzechem lotasu. Obviously, Ba'artzechem lotasu doesn't mean that the din of castration is limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a mitzvah to Luya Ba'aretz. It makes no sense to say that's what Ba'artzechem. So therefore, Artzechem must be coming to be a Ribui. Any animal in the country, Tomei, Torah, doesn't make any difference. Lotasu, so you cannot castrate. Shaluet ben Zoma, bitula she'ibra. Ma'ala Kohen Gadol. No, Kohen Gadol is only allowed to marry a bitula. Can he marry a pregnant bitula? That's a good one. So the question is like this. Micha shino l'dishvua. And there's two ways of learning this, and two very different ways. Are we chayish for Shmuel? Do you know Shmuel yochol ani livol kama bi'ilot belodam? Shmuel was a doctor, obviously included in being a doctor was gynecology. So Shmuel said, I have no problem in penetrating without breaking psyllium. because I know exactly how to go, and it's certainly possible to penetrate without breaking any psukim. So if that's the case, there's two different ways in the Rishonim how to learn this. Some learn, and if that would be the case, then the fact that she's pregnant but still a psula, meaning that we've discovered that she's a psula, we checked and see that she's a psula, nonetheless, it doesn't matter, because obviously she actually had gone through intercourse, therefore she would be asura. Others learn that no, the point over here is that she is, and it actually Rashi's Meramis about Pshatim, the Chazanish explains that there's two shitas, there's two different shitas in the Lashon of Rashi. Others explain that no, the question over here is, if she was impregnated through intercourse, she's Vaday Asura. Because even though she may be physically a basula, but she's niveles, and she's worse than... The question over here is whether she was artificially inseminated. That's the question. So if she seemed to be a basula, can we assume that she was a basula and artificially inseminated? Or is she really a bu'ula, but a type of bu'ula like Shmuel? So Michashin and Shmuel. Opposite approaches. So, Dilma Shmuel and Shrichel. We say Shmuel, that's not Shriach. I mean, how many people are gynecologists? I mean, what they're going to accidentally get. I mean, it's almost impossible to accidentally know exactly what you're doing, not to break psuma. So maybe Shmuel is not Shriach. So, I mean, again, the Shaila is precisely what does this mean? One Lashon of Rashi is she claims to be a psuma. I mean, Tosfos says, who cares if she claims to be a psula? So, they all claim that. That's right.
Don't laugh. Is there anything immaculate here?
Yeah. There's some Rishonim who would say it. Maybe there's some Derech Neitz who is Mitaberes. I don't know. Weird. But the Tosfos says, what do you mean? So why he brings her wife to the Gemara Ksuvos? We don't believe her about how she got pregnant. We never believe. So the Shaila over here would be, therefore, says Taisviz, do we have to check? Or should we just assume a chazoka that a woman is pregnant is obviously not a psula? Rashi has another pshat that the Kohen himself, Kohen Gadol himself, took her as a psula and said, I found her to be a psula. Now she turns out that she was pregnant. Does he have to get rid of her? Because she obviously wasn't really a psula. There's the Shaila, Michashin l'Shmuel. Again, in both directions. Ben Azai said the most remarkable thing. He said to them, look, Shmuel lo shricha. The question of hataya, to be able to impregnate through insertion without breaking psulim, is rare. And chayshinan, on the other hand, what we need, chayshinan is often used, not so often, but is sometimes used as a way of being mat or something. Chayshinan doesn't necessarily have to mean isra, chayshinan can mean laeter. But Chashina Chema Be'embati Ibra, she could have gotten pregnant in a bathtub. Because in other words, they didn't usually use artificial insemination, although there is a medrash that Ben Sira was actually born this way, and they had forced Yeshayo to ejaculate into a bathtub. And that's how she got pregnant from him. And this was the whole mice with Ben Sira, very, very strange. It's a strange story. But over here the question is whether she got pregnant in a bathtub. So the Gemara says, you can't get pregnant in a bathtub because the semen has to be injected under pressure. It says if the semen doesn't shoot, we assume that means in, so then it's not going to cause pregnancy. No, so we misunderstand Shmuel. Shmuel is saying any semen that isn't ejaculated doesn't mean it has to be injected, it just has to be ejaculated. So mikoranami yorakichetzavi, when it was ejaculated normally. Question over here is, okay, so it might have seeped in, and she had no idea, but she got pregnant. And that is possible, and then she would indeed be a betula. It's still not in a betula, there's no maisa of bia, and there would be no problem.
Well, what's the answer to the test of Benzoma?
We haven't finished. He fails further tests. So far he's doing okay.
Sounds so crazy so far.
Weird tests. So far he's doing okay. That's what
he hasn't been asked to walk a straight line yet.
Chazor? Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar Ala Asher Kumtu. Shnei Asher Kumtu V'lo Eit Nahar Yutzak Yisodah Tanya, Om Rabbi Shimon HaKlasidei, L'chamayot v'shim el-yar b'adar shkumti l'yibor, eskanei v'yibor ha'ilam, v'lo nivru, v'mad ha'kadosh baruch hu v'shatlan b'chol dor v'dor, v'hin ein azei panim shebedor. V'nachu b'yitzvah k'omar, asher kumtu l'vroch ha'kut. Tegel tamid ha'chomim, shemekamtim et atzmam, v'divrei tera b'ilam azeh, ha'kadosh baruch hu megali lehem sod olam haba, shemer nahar yutzak yisodam, l'oshan of sod asam. Om l'shmu l'fiyah barav barariah, Time of a milsom animal Mariata that Yomar Avuko, you of human devoid Malaka Shores Menardinor, Vamre Shiro Batish, Emma Kadashim of Karim, Rabban Menateha, who played the Rushmu Banakamidium, Shuman Makamidium, Rivianatan called the Bubu de Shiotsi, Mipia Kadoshporku, Livrami, Menu Malaka, Hashem, Midvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu, Uvruachtiv Kotzvan. Katuva Kadomer, the Vushek Telekhiver, Usara Shaka Amar Naka, Uchtiv Kutsotaf Tatalim Shkorot Korev, which one is it? Bakasha can be yeshiva, can be milchama. The Omer Mar in lecha le'ebi yeshiva la zaken, the in lecha le'ebi milchama la bachur. Ketuv echad omer karsei shivivin dinor, ketuv echad omer, it's the same pasuk, and that's how we refer to ketuv echad omer, ati karsavan rama, vati yomin yativ. Bakasha echad lo v'echad David, ki ritani echad lo v'echad David, ivri v'akiva. Omer lo Rav Yosi, agli v'akiva, matay ata osesh chinachot, echad din v'echad v'tzedaka. Kibla mine or lo kibla mine tashma. Echad adin, echad adzdaka, divri vekiva. Omar lo Reb Elazar ben Azariah, kiva malachet zel agada, kalach ben barotecha, valeichet zel agayim v'alot. El echad ha-kisei ve-echad ha-sharafraf, kisei le-shev alav, sharafraf la-adom raglav, shema shamayim kisei, ve-aretz adom raglav. Ki ha-at ha-ravdim, yomar shmone esrei klalot, ki lo yishayahu et Yisrael, ve-lo nekara da-ato, at shamar lam ha-mikra hazeh. יראו הנער בזקן והנקלע בנכבד. 18 קללות, ואני עוד הכתיב. כי מי אדם, by the way, you'll notice the similarity to the 18 brachos of tefillah and the 19th brach that was added, כנגד המינים. כי מי אדון השם צבקות מייסיר מירושלים יהודה, מהשינו מהשינה. קומש על לחם וקומש על מים, גיבור ואיש מלחמה, שופט ונביא וקוסם וזקן, שר חמישים ולסופנים, ויועץ וחכם חרשים לבון לחש. ונתתי נערים שרים ותעלולים נבשרו בן. Mashin Elo Bali Mikra, Mashina Elo Bali Mishagon Rabbi Ben Tame of Haver, Pligabar Pop of Rabbonon, Chadamashesh Miotzidre Mishnah, Chadamashvami, Otzidre Mishnah, Komishan Lechem Elo Bali Tamuchna, Mulakhulakhamubalak Mishlubiyan Masakhti, the Komishan Maim Elo Bali Agadash, Moshkimibashadam Kamai Bagada, Gibors about Shmu Otish Kamil Hamazashi, Odeli 17 Mil Hamtashan Torah, Shofets, Dayan Shadandine Metlamiton, Avik Mashmao, Kosims and Melakshna Kesan Asifte Melat, Zak. זה שרואה לי ישיבה שר חמישים עתו כשר מחר מישים ושר חומשים זה שיודע לי סבליטר בחומי שחום שיתר הדבר האחר שר חמישים כתובי עבודי אמר לדור רבי יבוא מכאן שאין מאמין מתורגמן על הציבור פחות מחמישים שנה מסופנים זה שנושאים פנים לדורו בעבורו מעלה כגון הפנינה בדייסה במה תגון רבי יבוא בקיסה יועד שיודע להביר השנים לגבוע חדשים וחכם זה תמיד המחכים את רבותיו חרשים משעה שפותח בדברי תורה כל נעשים כחרשים ונבון זה המבין דבר מתוך דבר לחש זה שרואי למסור לא דברי תורה שנתנה בלחש ונתתי נערים שריהם מי ונתתי נערים שריהם רב אלעזר בני רב שמנוערים מן המצוות ותעלולים ימשלו בעם רבך בר יעקב תעלה בני תעלה ולנדקר הדעתו עד שאמר להם ירבו הנער בזקן אלו בני אדם שמנוערים מן המצוות ירבו במי שממולה במצוות כרימון ונקלע ונכבד יבוא מי שחמורות דומות עליו כקלות וירבו במי שקלות דומות עליו כחמורות אמר פקטינה אפילו בשעת כישונה שירושלים לא פסקו מהם בעלי המנה שירמה כי יתפוס איש ביחיד בית אביב סימלה לך קצין תהיה לנו דברים שלהם לא מתכסים כי סימלה ישן תחת ידיך והמכשלה הזאת מה המכשלה דברים של האדם עומדים עליהם אם לידם מודיעים עליהם שכן נכשל בהם ישן תחת ידך יישא ויאמרו לאמור לא היה חובש וביתי אין לך ואין סימלה לא תסימוני קצינה יישא אם יישא לשם שבועה שם לא תישא את שם השם אלוקיך לא אייך ולא הייתי מחובשי בית המדרש וביתי אין לך ויצילה אין בידי לא מיקרא ולא מישנה ולא גמרא נו דיומה שאני אדם דיומה לא גמיר לא אמר לך אוקיי so teach us אוקיי but still have you the main one גמרא ושחח מה לא אייך חובש לא יהיה חובש כלל איני, אומר רב לא חרבה ירושלים עד שפסקו ממנו בעלי המנה שלמה שוטטו בחוצות ירושלים ונודעו וביקשו ברחובותיה אם תמצאו איש אם יש עושה משפט מבקש אמונה וסלח לא קשה בדברי תורה במעשה ומתן בדברי תורה במעשה ומתן לא Tun Rabbanu Maaseh, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shoyel Cheva Lachamor, Vayamahalech Bederech, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, Bechamar Akrov, Amar Lo, Rebbe, Shalei Li Perek Echad, Maaseh, Shaliti Lachem Lo Bemerkava Biyochid, Elim Ken Hayah Chacham, Mevi Midato, I don't think that's you. Amar Lo, Rebbe, Tashini Lomar Lo Falecha Dabar Echad Shnu Maratani. Amar Lo, Oh, Adarab, Emor. Miyad Yerad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Mea Lachamor, Benetatev Yashav Aleven, Tachat Azayit. Amar Lo, Rebbe, Emar Yerad Itam, Mea Lachamor, What are you kidding? Efshar, Ata Doresh Maasem Rekova, Shechina Iman, Malach Yashorish, Malach Vanani, Erkev Alachamor, Akav Alachamor. Miyad Patak Rabbi Lazdum, Emen Arach, Be Maasem Rekova, Vedorash, Viyorda, Ish Men HaShemayim, Vesich HaChok, Kol Eilan, Noch Shebesade, Potru, Amru, Shira, Mashira, Amra, Luetz, Hashem, Men Arach, Min Nitanim, Echot, Amot, Eitz, Pri, Vechol, Arazim, Alu, Luka, Nana, Malach, Men HaIsh, Vyamar, Ein, Ein, Maasem Rekova, Umadu Yogan Mizaki Vinashko, Roshama Borak Hashem and Loki Israel, Shinatan Ben Lavrum of Vinush Yadea Lavin Velakrava, the Groshma Masimra Kava, Yishna, the Reshman Naimikayim, Naimikayim, and the Reshatan, the Reshman Naimikayim, Ashrek Avram of Vino, Shalazab and Arach, that's a Mikalatseha. We should never advance in favor of the Shoya, who will be a second half of the draft. Omro Afanuni Grosh Massim Rekova. Bother Rabbi Yeshua, the Dosh, but I am to Kufata Muzaya. It Kashu Shamayim Babim near Ekmin Keshit Benan, for you Malakia Shrek with Kapsin of Mishmak and the Adam Shmit Kapsin of Vahim wrote the Masbut Hatamakala. All of Rabbi Yeshua Kohen, we see Pert of Arim with Rabbi Yopal Menzaka, we Amar, Ashrech and Vashre Lat Tachem, Ashre Naishikach Rahu, we Af Ani, Vatem Bechalomi, מסובים היינו על הסיני, ונתנו עלינו בת כל מן השמיים, אמר, עלו לכאן, עלו לכאן, שרקלים גדולים מוכנים לכם, מצות נאות מוצאות לכם, אתם ותלמידיכם ותלמידי תלמידיכם, מזומנים לכת שלישית, איני ואתנו ויסבר בי להימר, שלושה הרצאות, רבי ישוע ירצה דברים לפני רבי יוחד מזעקת, רבי עקיבא ירצה לפני רבי יושע, ונחנאי ונחינאי ירצה לפני רבי עקיבא, ואילו רבי לזה ונערוך לו כחושים, That's only because Arzi Vatsa can make a question. Arzi Vatsa can make a question. So then what about Hanani Mechichnoi? The law Arzi can make, and nonetheless can question. Okay, but at least Arzi Mia can make mind the Arzi. Then Rabban, Arba'a nechnesu v'pardes v'loim, benaza v'zoma hachrav Rabbi Akiva. Omar lam Rabbi Akiva, kishat amagim etzil abishai shtohor, al tomru mayim mayim. Mishum shem edov ishkarim lo yikon l'neged inayim. So Berazza he sits the meat. Allah Vakatu Vomer Yokar Beinei Hashem Amavtala Chasidam. Ben Zoma he sits the Nivga. Allah Vakatu Vomer Dvash Matzata Echol Dayekar and Tispena Veika Ato. Acher he sits the Tiot. Rabbi Akiva Yatzav Shalom. Shalom Ben Zoma Maal Sirus Ekal Bamar Vatz Panotas. Kosh Vatz Panotas. Shalom Ben Zoma Betula Shibra Maal Kain Galo. Mifashin Lishmua Tom Ashua Yochan Lidvo Kama Beilot Bodam. עוד יום לשמוע לא שליחה. אמר לו, לשמוע לא שליחה. נצטר חשיב שמהם באתי איברה, אי ואומר שמוע כל שיח מצרע שאני יורק חצה למצרע, יום, מי קורא נעמי, יורק חצה.